Hi everybody, it's Angel here, and welcome back to Storytime with Angel, Bonnet and Friends. Tonight I'm going to read you the second segment of Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Alice was not a bit hurt, and jumped onto her feet directly. She looked up, but it was all dark overhead. Before her was another long passage, and the white rabbit was still in sight, hurrying down it. There was not a moment to be lost. Away went Alice like the wind, and just heard it say as it turned the corner, "My ears and whiskers, how late it's getting." She turned the corner after it and instantly found herself in a long, low hall, lit up by a row of lamps which hung from the roof. There were doors all around the hall, but they were all locked. When Alice had been all round it and tried them all, she walked sadly down the middle, wondering how she was ever to get out again. Suddenly, she came upon a little three-legged table, all made of solid glass. There was nothing lying upon it, but a tiny golden key. And Alice's first idea was that it might belong to one of the doors of the hall. But alas, either the locks were too large or the key was too small. But at any rate, it would open none of them. However, on the second time round, she came to a low curtain, behind which was a door, about 18 inches high. She tried the little key in the keyhole, and it fitted. Alice opened the door and looked down a small passage, not larger than a rat hole, into the loveliest garden you ever saw. How she longed to get out of that dark hall and wander about among those beds of bright flowers and those cool fountains. But she could not even get her head through the doorway. And even if my head would go through, thought poor Alice, it would be very little use without my shoulders. Oh, how I wish I could shut up like a telescope. I think I could, if only I knew how to begin. For, you see, so many out-of-the-way things had happened lately that Alice began to think very few things indeed were really impossible. There was nothing else to do, so she went back to the table, half hoping she might find another key on it, or at any rate a book of rules for shutting up people like telescopes. This time there was a little bottle on it, which certainly was not there before, said Alice. And tied round the neck of the bottle was a paper label with the words "Drink Me" beautifully printed on it in large letters. It was all very well to say "Drink Me," but I'll look first, said the wise little Alice, and see whether the bottle's marked poison or not. For Alice had read several nice little stories about children that got burnt and eaten up by wild beasts and other unpleasant things, because they would not remember the simple rules their friends had given them, such as that if you get into the fire, it will burn you, and that if you cut your finger very deeply with a knife, it generally bleeds. And she had never forgotten that if you drink a bottle marked poison, it is almost certain to disagree with you sooner or later. However, this bottle was not marked poison, so Alice tasted it, and finding it very nice, it had in fact a sort of mixed flavour of cherry tart custard, pineapple, roast turkey, toffee, and hot buttered toast. She soon finished it off. "What a curious feeling," said Alice. "I must be shutting up like a telescope." It was so indeed. She was now only 10 inches high, and her face brightened up as it occurred to her that she was now the right size for going through the little door with that lovely garden. First, however, she waited a few minutes to see whether she was going to shrink any further. She felt a little nervous about this, for it might end, you know, said Alice to herself, in my going out altogether, like a candle. And what should I be like then, I wonder? And she tried to fancy what the flame of a candle is like after the candle is blown out, for she could not remember having ever seen one. However, nothing more happened, so she decided to go into the garden at once. But alas, for poor Alice, when she got to the door, she found she had forgotten the little golden key. And when she went back to the table for the key, well, she found she could not possibly reach it. She could see it plainly enough through the glass, and she tried her best to climb up one of the legs of the table, but it was too slippery. And when she had tired herself out with trying, the poor little thing sat down and cried. Come, there's no use in crying, said Alice to herself rather sharply. I advise you to leave off this minute. She generally gave herself very good advice and sometimes scolded herself so severely as to bring tears into her eyes. And once she remembered boxing her own ears for having been unkind to herself in a game of croquet she was playing. For this curious child was very fond of pretending to be two people. But it's no use now, thought poor Alice, to pretend to be two people. Why, there's hardly enough of me left to make one respectable person. Soon her eyes fell on the little ebony box lying underneath the table. She opened it and found in it a very small cake, on which was lying a card with the words "Eat Me" beautifully printed on it in large letters. I'll eat it, said Alice, and if it makes me larger, I can reach the key, and if it makes me smaller, I can creep under the door. So either way, I'll get into the garden, and I don't care which happens. She ate a little bit and said anxiously to herself, which way? Which way? And laid her hand on the top of her head to feel which way it was growing, and was quite surprised to find that she remained the same size. To be sure, this is what generally happens when one eats cake, but Alice had got into the way of expecting nothing but out-of-the-way things to happen, and it seemed quite dull for things to go on in the common way. So she set to work and very soon finished off the cake. Hi everybody, thank you so much for listening to that second segment of Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. I really hope you enjoyed listening to it, and I really enjoyed reading it to you. Don't forget, if you want to hear the rest of this amazing story, come back again tomorrow. Thank you, bye everybody.